Hey there, this is David Sasaki, the Research Director for the Technology for Transparency Network, a collaborative three-month mapping of technology projects that promote government transparency, political accountability, and civic engagement. And can I just quickly point out that this background music that you hear right now, that's not my fault. The track, which is titled Joe Tequila Twist and sung by the group Juanitos, was selected by our Latin America regional researcher, Renata Avila, who last week spoke with Alberto Bustamante, Omro Fernandez, Regina Pozo, and Oscar Salazar about two projects that arose rather spontaneously in response to an avalanche of Twitter messages protesting a law that was passed by Mexico's Congress, which would impose a 3% tax on Internet access. Bustamante says that the decision by Mexico's Congress to impose a tax on the Internet would only worsen Mexico's already low percentage of households that are connected to the net. What the politicians didn't understand, says Bustamante, is that the Internet isn't just for entertainment. It has also become a necessary communication medium for transactions with the government, business, education, and access to important information such as that related to health. On October 19, 2009, Alejandro Pisanti, the director of the Internet Society of Mexico, posted a message on his Twitter account expressing his concerns about the impact of the new law, which was passed without any consultation to civil society, and which was scheduled to go into effect at the beginning of 2010. Pisanti's message quickly spread around Mexico's digerati like wildfire. The following day, Internet Necesario, which means Internet is a necessity, was included on Twitter's Trends topic list. That is, it was one of the most discussed topics on Twitter worldwide.
So basically what the Mexican government wanted to do was to tax the services to make it more expensive than they are. So the people were already motivated. And basically what we did is we took advantage of this momentum that the people have already and use it in a smart way to tell the Congress what they were actually making this mistake by trying to tax this Internet.
However, there was a clear communication problem between the outpouring of vocal protest that was so abundant on Twitter and Mexico's elected officials. Oscar Salazar, who founded InternetNecesario.org, explains.
When somebody asked him, do you know there's something going on in Twitter against this tax? So one of them, she said that she doesn't know Twitter because she has a job, so she doesn't have time for Twitter. So basically, that particular time, we decided that Twitter was good, but we also need to use another tool to reach these particular actors.
So there was the main problem. There was broad civic participation taking place on Twitter, literally thousands of individuals and organizations protesting the law. But Mexican politicians viewed the platform as a mere waste of time. So how to bridge the two discussions?
Internet started as a movement in Twitter by the Twitter community in Mexico. What we wanted to do is to get this energy out of Twitter and put it on a web server where actually people that are not Twitter users can actually learn and know what was going on in Twitter regarding this topic.
In addition to simply aggregating messages from Twitter on a single website, Salazar and his friends also compiled all of the messages at the end of the day and sent them via email to all 628 members of Mexico's Congress. Another group of activists saw another problem with Twitter as a platform for protest and civic engagement. Alberto Bustamante and Omero Fernandez created InternetNecesario.info in order to pull out more context from the sea of Twitter messages, many of which were simply repostings and expressions of protest.
Más que compilar la información porque la información está en todos lados, era
seleccionarla.
Aggregation wasn't the difficulty, they say, but rather selecting that 10% of content that really informs readers why the Internet tax would be harmful to Mexico's development. They discovered links in research studies via Twitter that they summarized in informative posts that explained the history of the tax legislation, how senators voted along party lines, how Mexico's broadband access and rates compare to other countries, and how Mexican senators reacted to the bombardment of emails, Twitter messages, and personal meetings about the tax. Their goal was to provide readers, including politicians, not with an impressive quantity of information, but rather with quality information. A couple months into the campaign, and a group of Mexican senators invited the Twitter users to come present their arguments in a face-to-face meeting. Using the statistics and research that was curated at InternetNecesario.info and linked to widely via Twitter, The protesters were able to convince the senators that the tax would be harmful if implemented. The senators later voted to repeal the tax. Internet Necessario was clearly a successful campaign. Twitter, which allows users to publish short messages via internet or cell phone, provided unprecedented access to thousands of Mexicans who wanted to make known their protest of government legislation. Tech-savvy volunteers then created important platforms to translate that broad input into cohesive arguments that would change the opinions of those in power, which is never an easy task. But what can we learn from this case study? What does it tell us about the potential and likely future of civic engagement via platforms like Twitter, Facebook, and Google Buzz?
Podríamos, a partir de este tipo de bueno, en esta página...
In the future, Bustamante says that he would like to keep the campaign going, not just to prevent future taxes to internet access, but to pressure Mexico's government to pass telecom regulation that would lower costs and improve connectivity. But will they be able to keep up the level of participation that took place during the Internet Necesario campaign? Bustamante and Fernandez say that they are not sure, but they'll give it a try. Also, a cynic might point out that it makes sense for heavy internet users to protest a tax that would raise their monthly internet bills. But what about Mexico's other problems, corruption, human rights abuses, and poverty, for example? Will we also see successful campaigns by Mexico's Twitter users that tackle those difficult issues? Bustamante and Fernandez say that only time and Twitter will tell. You can learn about other projects from around the world that promote government transparency, political accountability, and civic engagement at the Technology for Transparency website, which is transparency.globalvoicesonline.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at TechTransparent. Thanks for tuning in. We don't miss.